Less drought, better conditions for crop and livestock. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The shrinking area of U.S. drought coverage is best highlighted by how crops this year are doing condition-wise. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes,
El Nino is a drought buster for the United States.
And although this current El Nino's grip is waning, its impacts on drought alleviation since last October have been significant.
U.S. drought coverage down to 12.73%
per the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. And the reduced drought coverage area is best reflected in the crops and livestock in drought categories. Take, for instance, winter wheat.
Just 2% of the U.S. winter wheat production area currently in drought. That's down from 19% back in mid-April.
Rippey says that's also reflected in crop condition numbers. For the period ending May 29th,
almost two-thirds of the crops rated good to excellent, just 8% very poor to poor. And looking at data from NASS over the last two decades, only 1998, 1999, and 2010 featured higher late May U.S. winter wheat conditions.
A similar tale can be found in the categories of corn and soybeans.
Less than 1% of the U.S. production area for both corn and soybeans in drought as we start the season.
With the first corn condition forecast for the season noting 72% of the nation's corn crop in good to excellent condition, and just 4% of the crop very poor to poor. Meanwhile, 10% of the U.S. cattle inventory as of May 31st was impacted by drought. That's down from 19% in mid-April. And given the widespread rainfall across the country, Rippey says as no surprise,
looking at the U.S. rangeland and pasture numbers, as of May 29th, we see two-thirds, 66% of the U.S. rangeland and pastures rated good to excellent.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Good news for agriculture? Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.